The Burt Show.
That first date after you got out of a long-term relationship or a marriage, it's so anxious-inducing, man. So much anxiety because you've been with the same person, you know their habits, they know you're comfortable, right? Then when you go out on that first date, you're just not exactly sure what to expect and you're so anxious. So Allie goes out on this date after a long-term relationship and she thinks the date goes great and then he just ghosts her. So she's awfully confused. And this really sucks as your first date after your long-term relationship because you're like, oh, what did I do wrong? How do I correct it for the next one, even though you might not have done anything wrong at all, right? Allie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Morning.
So sheepy.
Aww.
You okay?
What happened?
You okay, little buddy?
I recently went on my first date ever. I'm newly 30, and I've been in a relationship with my high school sweetheart from the time I was a senior to the end of my 20s. So it's been a really long time. I know. And we broke up on good terms. We just realized that the spark had left. And we were just roommates. So it was really hard, but we had been together for so long. It was hard to give each other up. But ultimately it was a good mutual decision and we're still friends. So that's good. But now I'm 30 and I'm on a dating app and I'm just really trying to be good at dating. And it's really hard. And so,
it's hard to be, Allie.
Here I am.
Give yourself some grace. It's hard to be good at something that you've never really done. You know what I mean?
It's hard to be good at something that you do a lot because the streets are really tough, Kristen.
There's that as well.
Not victim shame.
No. So seriously, I want you, like, this is your first time doing this. So, I mean, out the gate, there's going to be a learning curve here. So give yourself a little bit of grace.
Yeah, you're right. I really am doing my best, but I went on my first date with this guy I met on Bumble named Daniel, and I was so nervous and I was super pleasantly surprised because in my opinion, the date went really well. We just got dinner and drinks, talked about our jobs, movies, how the dating apps really suck, and it felt really normal. But I texted him that night to tell him I had a great time, and he never texted me back. He completely ghosted me, which I know is a thing now because, hello, I listened to The Burt Show. It was really shocking when it happened to me.
Well, I know that you're new to the dating game again, but nowadays, if you get ghosted, what you're supposed to do is double, triple, four, five-time texts right in a row saying, hi, it's me. Hey, just making sure you're okay. Five in a row. Mm-hmm. That's how it's done now.
Then you find their house on Google Maps. You sit outside and you demand an answer.
That's right, damn it.
Please do not listen to me.
So you go out with this guy. You think everything's going just fine. It went great and nothing at all from him.
No, nothing at all. Nothing. So I'm asking for your help because I don't want to go on a second date until I find out what went wrong. I'm going to hopefully be on a lot more dates in the future. And I guess I'm looking for brutal honesty. If I know what went wrong with our date, then that could really help me.
Yeah, so if there was a mistake that had been made on your part, and there probably wasn't, but you want to be able to learn from it. So for future dates, you know how to move forward.
Well, Allie, I have some really good news and some really bad news as well. Sometimes you can just do everything right. You can do nothing wrong and the man will still not want to talk to you. So you maybe didn't make any mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to look at it almost like, because I don't want you to put so much pressure on yourself and that this guy's not calling you back, so you did something wrong. Sometimes it's like trying out for a part, you know? You don't get the part just because they're looking for a specific type and you're not that specific type. So you can't take it personally. It's just what they're looking for. You might not have done anything wrong, like Abby said.
And it doesn't, it's not that you're not worthy of love. And it's like you're using your analogy. It's not that you're not worthy of a part. You just haven't found the right part yet. And in this case, you haven't found the right partner yet.
Could just not be the right fit. But do you remember any awkward moments on a date at all?
No, it's my first date. I don't know.
Right. She's like, I got nothing to compare it to.
Nothing to compare it to. Got it.
Well, we did the research for you. Our show director, Tommy, reached out to this guy.
I did. And as Allie said, this was her first date coming off a very, very long relationship. She was a wee bit rusty. So she may have looked for inspiration and she may have gone a little too far with that inspiration.
Okay, so there's your tease. Hang out with us for just a couple of minutes, and when we come back, Tommy will tell you what he found out from this guy, okay?
Okay.
All right, it's the second date update. Burt Show next.
The Burt Show.
Ellie wanted our help. She's confused. She was going out with a guy for a long time from high school, like her only boyfriend she's ever had. They break up. She's 30 years old now. She's starting to dabble in the dating scene. Abby always endorses that because it's so much fun.
Yeah, I love it. It doesn't take a toll on my mental health at all. It's great. Highly recommend.
So she went out on her first date after this long-term relationship here, and she thought everything went great on the date, but she's kind of a noob. And then he ghosts her, and this is the first time she's been ghosted, obviously, out of this long-term relationship. And wanted our help to try to figure out why. So we reached out to the guy that she went out with and ghosted her, and we got some answers for her. All right, Allie, are you ready for this?
Allie.
I'm here.
Okay.
Well, she's like, I don't want to be here, but I am.
I know. I remind you, you're the one that called up.
Don't back out now.
Right. All right, Allie. So our show director, Tommy, reached out to this dude, and he could take it from here.
All right, so I reached out to Daniel, and we messaged back and forth, and I said, hi, Daniel. My name's Tommy. I'm the show director for The Burt Show. Not sure if you've heard of us, but if you have, you may be familiar with our segment, Second Date Update. And he said, hey, Tommy, I do recognize your show, but I'm not familiar with the segment. I think it's safe to assume that's why you're reaching out to me, though.
No, we want to talk about you. Yeah. Long lost love.
How great a dude you are.
And I said, correct. We've been talking to one of our listeners, Allie, who told us that you went on a first date recently. She said she thought the date went well, but is a little confused after she didn't hear from you again. She's curious if anything happened on the date that made you not want to pursue a second. And he said, I see. Honestly, I don't have much of an excuse for ghosting her. I just got caught up in life and forgot to hit her back.
So now, you're a coward.
Yeah, no, I took that as like a brush off. I wasn't thinking that. So I said, she's not upset that you didn't reach back out, but she is interested in hearing why the date didn't lead to a second one. Would you be willing to share why there wasn't a spark? And he said, she wants to know what went wrong on the date. And I said, yes, she's looking for honest feedback. And he said, I do feel bad about ghosting her, so I can talk about what was weird. I just hope this doesn't upset her. Allie is super nice, seems really smart and interesting. She was just kind of odd, and that put me off asking her out again. And I said, can you elaborate on what you mean by odd? And he had put odd in, like, parentheses. And Daniel said, she did a few things on the date that were just sort of bizarre. Like, she did weird stuff with her eyes. First of all, she never, and he wrote that in capital letters, never broke eye contact with me. And when she did, it was only because she was doing these weird slow blinks, like she was about to fall asleep. She kept messing around with her bag the entire time at the restaurant and put on chapstick, like a weird amount. I could have gotten past all of that, maybe. But then in the middle of eating, she asked me to play a thumb war with her, which was super awkward because she kept asking for rematches.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, at least be good at it.
When the date finally ended, she hugged me for a good 15 seconds.
Oh, okay.
And that just kind of creeped me out.
Okay, and before you continue, Allie, can you confirm that all of this is accurate?
Yes, it's accurate.
Did Did somebody give you really bad advice on how to flirt with a man?
Who told you to pull out the thumb rule?
I would think that was endearing on a date. I gotta be honest, man. I would think that was totally adorable.
I would too.
It's but funny. Not if she's like making eye contact the whole time and never breaking it.
And weirdly competitive about it.
Better yet, if she says you want to arm wrestle, that would be fantastic. Right in the middle of the bar. Yeah.
No, but seriously, like, where did these moves come from, Allie?
I mean, I'm so green, guys. I Googled how to flirt on the first date, and this is what the article said. It said to have good eye contact.
You go to creepy.com.
Now, this makes some sense now.
She probably went to wikihow.com.
So it told you to make constant eye contact. Did it also tell you to, like, mess with your lips or bring attention to your mouth?
Yes, it said to make him notice my lips, so I kept applying the chapstick throughout the date. So my lips wouldn't dry up, and then it said to initiate flirty touches. And that's why I asked him for thumb words.
So precious.
A lot of rookie mistakes here.
What about the hug, the 15-second hug? Did you go rogue on that one?
I think she just needed a hug. She's like, somebody hold me.
I just need to feel a man's body pressing against mine.
Yeah. Yeah, it said to leave him with a long hug. And okay. So I did. I mean, I could tell he was kind of maybe trying to pull away, but I held him a little longer.
He ain't going nowhere.
I wouldn't let bear hugging him.
I wish I could give you a hug right now. You're precious.
Okay. All right. So you know what? These are just rookie mistakes here. Don't go to any article. Just go and be yourself. And I think we talk about this a lot on the show, that inevitably you're going to go out with a guy and he is just going to totally dig you and totally love you for who you are and all your little quirks and stuff like that. So don't even stress about it. Go out, have a great time, and when the right guy comes along, he's going to come along. Don't read an article about what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
100%.
Just noob mistakes. That's all.
Yeah, take some time. Work on your thumb wrestling before your next date.
There's a man that will appreciate that
you
thumb
need
wrestling.
Some work.
I did have a doctor that did that stare thing, though, when he would talk to me and just never broke eye contact at all. Like, and it's very odd. Like I'm doing to you right now, never breaks eye contact.
Did you turn it into like a weird competition because you're a very competitive person and you're like, if you're going to stare at me, I'm going to stare at you harder?
No, I was intimidated. The alpha dog.
I guarantee he was told he had bad bedside manner because he wasn't paying attention and so he's overcompensating.
Too much, man. Mm-hmm. Too much. Yeah, like that.
The Burt Show.